Greetings, friends. Justin here with part three of my interview with Dorian Soto. In part two, Dorian talked about some of the work he did on Green Lantern at Sony Imageworks, and we kick off part three with a question that crosses the minds of all new animators as they approach their first job. As your first job, were you working on kind of grunt style shots, maybe you may call them, or were you getting to work on hero characters? What was the spread of that kind of work?
You know, I was shocked because being a new guy, you know, in the industry and getting to work on a huge project like this, I was going under the impression that I was probably just going to be doing the tedious neck tracking of Hal, and I was like, oh, you know, that's fine, you know, it's my first gig, that's all. But I was really surprised, and I was very excited that the leads that I had to work with, the supervisors that I had, were confident enough to give me shots that were challenging and were, you know, pretty meaty shots in the film, like mm-hmm. major parts in the film. I was excited to get a dialogue shot with one of the Guardians, and I was even more excited to get a shot with Parallax, you know, who's the villain in the film, and mm-hmm. getting a dialogue shot with him, because he was, I mean, on top of being like a really complex rig, he was also very difficult to work with because they were still kind of discovering what he was, you know, and they kind of evolved as you were animating him. So I was excited to be a part of that.
That's cool.
And I got to do some all CG characters too, which was great.
Cool. That's a good mix then.
Yeah.
So then you were there for 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
And then what kind of break did you have, if any, after coming out of there before to come here next?
I had a small honey-do list back at home in Virginia. my wife gave me when I was there for 2 weeks. And then after that, I came to Real Effects and I was working on
Top Secret Project.
And again, I had to kind of put myself back in that mindset of this is cartoony, you know, completely changed the way I animate. With the realistic stuff, I kind of had more of a layered approach to animation where I had to kind of go back to stepped and bring my mind back to that.
So, yeah.
You know,
that's cool.
Yeah, key poses.
So you've been here. When did you get here exactly? I don't know exactly when folks come on board.
May 2nd.
May 2nd. So it hasn't been that long. It's just been...
It'll be 2 months.
Barely 2 months. Yeah.
So it was about 9 weeks total, really, that I was working here. So,
wow.
Yeah. It was, it's been good. And I think in both places I've learned a completely different tool set. I feel like I'm a little more... I've learned a lot more in the past, you know, 6 months that I've been doing this.
I was going to ask you, like, what kind of differences you've seen between what you did at Sony and what you're doing here?
Well, again, I think the approach to, I would say the way work is reviewed has changed, because one of the things that I really liked about Sony was that whenever we were doing dailies, we could just sit at our computer. Our director was in California going over shots. We had our headphones on. We could see what he was looking at, and you know, I was able to kind of go over my shots.
Mm-hmm.
Through there while I was working on a shot that I had, you know,
mm-hmm.
to work on as well. So it was really cool to get that. And I think what I enjoy about what they do at Real Effects is just the variety of work. There's so much going on, and you know, and it's cool to see what other animators are currently working on while you're working on one shot. Which mm-hmm. when we were at Sony, it was Green Lantern all the time. So,
right. Yeah.
You know,
pretty focused.
Like, yeah. Pretty focused.
Okay. Well, that's it for part three. Check back in a few days for part four. Until then, take care and happy animating.